Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
LFM Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Welcome, Power Push. Stay of execution. I'm Elliot Francis. President Obama in Florida for Hillary Clinton trying to avoid a possible Trump presidency. Correspondent Bob Costantini reports.
The president will be campaigning for and with Hillary Clinton all the way through Monday, Election Eve. But his specialty is zinging Donald Trump.
Some of his support's coming from working folks. People say, well, you know, he's going to be our voice. Are you serious? This is a guy who spent 70 years, his whole life, born with a silver spoon, showing no respect for working people.
The president's trip did get a Twitter reaction from Trump, who wondered, quote, why is he campaigning instead of creating jobs and fixing Obamacare? Get back to work for the American people. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has stopped the execution of an Alabama inmate convicted in a 1982 murder for hire. Five justices voted to grant the stay late Thursday night for inmate Tommy Arthur. I'm Elliot Francis. The judge in the New Jersey Bridgegate trial has suspended jury deliberation for now. Steve Kastenbaum tells why.
Defense lawyers representing former Christie appointees Bridget Kelly and Bill Baroni have asked a federal judge in Newark to declare a mistrial. We don't know why, though. The motion they filed was heavily redacted. Only a handful of words are visible. The governor's former deputy chief of staff and his former top appointee at the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey are on trial for conspiracy for the alleged roles they played in the orchestrated traffic jam at the George Washington Bridge. The jury has been deliberating all week. Kelly wrote the infamous email, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee." She claimed in court that she was being sarcastic about what she thought was a traffic study. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
In South Carolina, authorities say a woman has been freed from a storage container where investigators say she was found chained like a dog. A registered sex offender has been arrested. Her boyfriend remains missing. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Early voting has now wrapped up in Maryland. In all, over 871,000 people voted early, more than double the 2012 total. But will it all mean an overall higher turnout this year? One expert says no.
All you're doing is cannibalizing people who would have otherwise voted on Election Day.
Roughly 800,000 Marylanders took part in early voting this year, but political scientist Todd Eberle says it doesn't mean more people are making their voices heard, but what has increased is expenses for local governments.
Certainly by expanding the number of days that you vote, they have increased the cost of running elections, costs that are borne largely on local government.
But Eberle expects more states will have early voting in the future because he says there's no turning back at this point. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro's general manager says the transit system needs $130 million additional dollars from D.C., Maryland, and Virginia in the next fiscal year. Now, D.C. is willing to give Metro more money, says council member and Metro board chair Jack Evans.
To avoid fare increases, some service cuts, layoffs.
Evans says D.C. would double its contribution if Maryland and Virginia do the same, but both governors have said they won't until Metro reliability and safety improve. Loudoun County is having a hard time finding enough school bus drivers. School spokesman Wade Byard says they have dozens of openings.
We've had to double up on our routes in some cases. We've had double runs, which is something we don't like to do, because it leads to longer trips for students and inconvenience for parents.
Byard says it's especially hard to find and keep bus drivers during good economic times because drivers tend to use their commercial driver's licenses to find better jobs elsewhere. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,931, the NASDAQ at 50,58. Sports, the Caps pick up their fourth win in a row, beating Winnipeg. The Wizards look for their first win of the season tonight, hosting Atlanta. Thursday night football, the Falcons beat the Buccaneers. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105. 99.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, as news of skyrocketing health care costs dominate the media, I have a bit of good news for you. Now, listen closely. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. No, really, it's for real this time. You can with the concierge medical team at Principal Medical Group. Listen, the relationship you have with your doctor is priceless, and I know firsthand how Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group put their patients' priorities first. Wouldn't you like to experience convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care you deserve? You'll feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health today. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. 703-663-8824 or principalmedicalgroup.com.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Maryland heads up in the Greenbelt area. We did have the overnight construction southbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway heading south past Powder Mill Road, but I'm not seeing any delays there. Where I am seeing delays, unfortunately, and U.S. Park Police tell me they're responding to a crash, is right as you come off of the Beltway going northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway as you come up to 193 Greenbelt Road. Seeing a little bit of volume on the ramp coming off of the Beltway and inside the Beltway trying to head north again on the BW Parkway. 270, your travel lanes are open between Frederick and Beltway. 370 westbound on the ramp to go on to southbound 270. That's where we have accident activity. You can get through. No delay at this early hour. Just please watch for all that activity. And, of course, we have some overnight construction on 27 Ridge Road, south of 70 to watch for under Flagman direction. No problems on the Beltway, Virginia or Maryland. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the march on this Friday. Clear skies starting to work in from the west. We'll see the clouds give way to sunshine most likely mid to late morning into the afternoon. We're down a much cooler 63 on a northwest breeze. Noticeably chillier tonight, 44 clear. Sunny tomorrow, 64. Sunny mid-60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel. Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Stafford, 52 in Olney, 60 degrees in Washington. A Chinese entertainment conglomerate has bought Dick Clark Productions. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. Yes.
This Friday morning in the nation's capital. It's Mornings on the Mall. We're live at the Metro 29 Diner here in Virginia, Arlington on Lee Highway. Come on down. Look at all these people here. This is remarkable.
Yeah.
At 5 a.m., they have not checked their clock, but you need to join us. Why do you need to join us? Because we've got a cavalcade of guests this morning. 6:35, Charles Hernick. He's running for Congress here in the 8th District for the Republican Party. 7:05, Sean Spicer. He's the communications director for the Republican National Committee. Yeah, he'll be here.
That's good.
7:35, not one, but two slaps. Matt and Mercedes Schlapp. You love them.
We'll be schlappalicious.
We've got slaps everywhere in this place. Right. 8:05, former governor of Virginia, George Allen, will be our guest. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. Good Lord, if that's not enough, I'm Larry O'Connor alongside this man right here, Brian Wilson.
Well, it's time for us. Listen, it was just an unusual week because we're going to have Trevor Maddich on,
right?
And Trevor Maddich, of course, comes when we have a game that the Redskins are playing.
I guarantee you, the Redskins will not lose this Sunday.
Yeah, because it's a bye week, and
so we take what we can get at this point.
And so we'd like to check in with Trevor this morning and see how he thinks things are going during this bye week. There's so much news to talk about. Trent Williams, of course, and the big news there, but also some reports that that the Redskins are working very hard to try to solve their problem in the red zone. Joining us on the line right now is Trevor Maddich. Good morning to you, Trevor.
Good morning, and the Redskins can't lose, but they still can probably tie.
Yeah. Well, series in a row. Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks for getting up early with us on this very busy news day, but I'm just sort of curious. We haven't had a chance to talk to you about Trent Williams. And boy, I tell you, for people who love the Redskins, this is a troublesome thing. Here you got a guy who has two jobs. His first job is to play football. His second job is, you know, to keep his nose clean and make sure you get to the drug test. I mean, and he didn't. So how big a hit is this to the Redskins as they go forward?
Yeah, well, it's really bad because they face a stretch of teams. He'll miss five games. 4 weeks, but five games because of the nature of the way they play a bunch of games in a row here. And three of those five teams are in the top 11 in sacks, and that's a problem. So on the field, it hurts. He's definitely their best offensive lineman. But you're right, it's disappointing because, you know, say what you will about whether some of these drugs that players use, marijuana, et cetera, should be legal or not. They're banned by the NFL, and if you take them, then you are you're letting down your team because you're exposing yourself to this. Now, there's no evidence that he tested positive for marijuana this time. My understanding is that he was suspended for missing a drug test, which, according to the NFL, is the same as failing a drug test.
Right,
there have
right.
been marijuana issues in the past.
And so given that, I'm just curious what the mood around the team is. I mean, first of all, they're on a bye week, so have they been meeting, or are they actually taking some time off? Are they, you know, angry? Are they disappointed? Are they frustrated with the NFL for their rules? What's going on within the locker room?
All of the above. They're disappointed to not have Trent, but at the same time, I think that the groundswell in the league is being upset with the league for some ridiculous rules. For example, they don't want you to use marijuana. And remember, we don't know that Trent took marijuana.
Right.
But they don't want you to use marijuana. But to get through the pain that you need to play with, they then prescribe you addictive opioids that are highly caustic to your body and very, very addictive. And some very big-name players over the years have gotten addicted to things like OxyContin. And it's wreaked havoc with them. And players will tell you that marijuana helps to ease their pain without the addictive nature or the cost of results in their body.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Trevor.
The prescription drugs they would be given.
Trevor, you used to play the game. You'd be right next to Trent Williams if you were a snapper, right? Or one guy over from Trent Williams. So You've got this mean, ugly, 350-pound defensive lineman ready to just tear your face off and get to Kirk Cousins. Would you rather have to deal with him knowing that he was on OxyContin or if he had had a joint before the game?
Well, if he had a joint, all he's thinking about is not Kirk Cousins, but some tortilla chips to munch on.
Exactly. Yeah. I would think that marijuana is actually a performance-dehancing drug, not enhancing drug. It's really an NFL image thing. It doesn't have to do with what's in his system. It has to do with the NFL's image. They don't want their players to be seen as smoking pot.
Well, that's true, and that's fair. I mean, if that's what they want, then it's incumbent on the players, no matter how much it might help them, to avoid that because it exposes them. Now, as I say this, by the way, keep in mind that I don't even drink. I mean, I don't take drugs. All through the NFL.
I know, Trevor. As soon as we venture into these conversations, everyone thinks, oh, well, O'Connor and Trevor, they're just potheads. It has nothing to do with our own proclivities. It has to do with what makes sense logically and where our society is going.
And these guys are in a lot of pain, and I hate to see guys being forced to alleviate that pain with highly addictive opioids and not being given another option.
I want to move into another topic, if I could, please. And it has to do with the Redskins' continuing problem of not being able to capitalize when they're in the red zone. And I read a report that the coaches were taking this bye week to try to see if they could figure out how to solve that problem. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the way to solve that problem is better downhill running. That's what they've got to do. And they hope that Robert Kelly can be that running back because Matt Jones just isn't getting it done. When he gets down in there, he's fumbled. And I think Kelly, because he didn't fumble last week, has got the coach's attention. So that's one way. Another way is to find more creative ways to use the passing game. They wanted their first-round draft choice, Josh Doctson, wide receiver, healthy this year because he's a red zone machine because he can jump so high to catch the ball. But he's not available. So defenses are taking away Jordan Reed and forcing the Redskins to do other things. Well, I think using different pass patterns and different wrinkles to spring those guys down there is another thing that they're working on. And by the way, this also has an added benefit of helping the defense with their tackling issues. They've gotten better in the last couple of weeks tackling, but by the offense having to work on pounding the ball in the red zone, it helps the defense with tackling practice during the bye.
Our guest is Trevor Maddich, Emmy Award-winning analyst from Comcast and also former Redskins player. And Trevor, in this bye week, I got to think this is a great time for people to start mending all of those injuries. And we had some serious injuries for some of our players going into London and then coming out of London. How are things looking right now?
Well, they're looking okay. The one I'm really watching is Will Blackman, who's a safety. He's a backup safety. He wasn't a starter coming in. And when the two starting safeties were injured earlier in the season, he had to step into that role. Now, he had to leave last week's game because of that thumb injury. And so how well that's healing or whether or not that will allow him to play is a big deal. Because if he can go, then you're down to a fourth string safety.
Finally, as we wrap up here, just going back to this Trent Williams thing, how does that impact your outlook for the rest of the season?
Well,
and Kirk Cousins' injuries that he's about to sustain.
That's right.
You know, there's a lot of similarity between Tom Brady's suspension and this one from a standpoint of what it means to the team.
That's right.
Not the reason why. The Patriots were able to get through Brady's suspension without hurting their playoff chances. Now Ty Insecki, who's a 330-pound mountain, who's played very well in a reserve role for the Redskins, will have to step into that position. So watch Ty Insecki at left tackle. I think he'll do pretty well, but he's not as nimble as Trent Williams. However, I think he's probably even a better run blocker. So I can see a lot of pounding on the left side behind him because that is his strength.
All right.
All right, Trevor, thanks for joining us, Trevor Maddich, and we'll talk to you when the Redskins actually have a game next week.
I got you. And remember, in this state, marijuana is not legal, so don't take it.
Which state is that?
Whichever state that it's not legal in.
Hey, speaking of that, real fast, Trevor, because you do college football for ESPN, quick question. How bad will Michigan demolish Maryland
this week
in Ann Arbor? It's going to be ugly, isn't it?
I'm going to stop short from calling the upset, but I think Maryland will come within about three touchdowns.
I might take a bet on that one there, Trevor Maddich.
Trevor Maddich, thanks a lot, buddy.
Good to have you.
Okay.
It's 5:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She never has problems scoring in the red zone. I don't know what that means.
What? I don't either.
She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Friday morning, and good morning all. It is on 270 between Frederick and the Beltway. Trying to get to the Beltway, watch if you use 370 coming westbound. As you make that exit toward 270 right at the beginning of the exit ramp, that's unfortunately at a car that went into the woods. You can get by and no delay at this early hour, but again, heads up on 370 at 270. On 27 Ridge Road, just south of 70 at Penchop Road, again with the work crews from overnight still out there, so a little bit of slowdowns through that stretch. Baltimore Washington Parkway still have the volume inside the Beltway pushing north toward the Beltway. Earlier had the crash reported up in Greenbelt, but Park Police tell me, no, nothing found in that stretch. So it must be some of the construction. So again, keep alert. And a good time to cross the Wilson Bridge, 14th Street Bridge, and bridges into town. Good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel 14.
Some clouds this morning giving way to generally sunny skies in the afternoon. Cooler day, though. High of 63. Tonight, clear skies, cooler. Low of 44. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, sunny. High of 64. Sunday, abundant sunshine.
I love
Brian
it when that
Wilson.
Happens.
Highs in the mid-60s. It's just a cool, clear, sunny, crisp autumn weekend here in the nation's capital. Right now, it is 75 degrees in the nation's capital at 5:17.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
By the way, it's 75 here at the Metro 29 Diner in Arlington on Lee Highway. It's 55 degrees right now outside, but if you're cold, come on into the Metro 29 Diner on Lee Highway, where Brian Wilson will eat an egg later this morning. That's probably not going to happen. All right, so let's get you up to date on some happenings in Clinton world because, well, let's face it, we got to get used to the gulag camps that Hillary will install once she is president. Pharrell, he's that...
Oh, happy guy.
Isn't
right.
he? Yeah. That's why we came in with that song.
That was planned.
Pharrell says that women have to vote for Hillary, but this is the argument he's making. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Sure, she's dishonest, but hey, aren't we all? That's better than Stronger Together, I think. I actually like that.
Can you put that on a bumper sticker?
Pharrell says, Hillary, she's lies, she's crooked, but, you know, all women are liars. Yeah. This is a great way to get women out. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, if you thought that I meant we all lie. No, he specifically meant women lie.
Oh, is that
Yeah. Here, I'll quote him for you. If all the women in this nation decided to vote and support the first female candidate, there'd be nothing to worry about. It's that easy. Has she been dishonest about things? Sure. But haven't you? he said specifically of women.
Yeah, and she goes on to say she don't lie any more than other politicians do.
I'm sorry to correct you here on this, Brian. You know, I hate to do that, but it's very important that we get the quote correct. She said she don't lie no more than any other politician does.
I'm sorry about that, yeah.
I think it would be proper to say she don't lie no more than any other politician do, not does. Mm. Anyway, that's Pharrell's argument on behalf of Hillary Clinton. Let's see if that sticks. Meanwhile, speaking of sticking, Beyonce. Yeah. Beyonce will be... You've got to get the groove on whenever we talk about Beyonce. That's part of the job. She is crazy in love with Hillary, and she will be performing alongside her husband tonight in Ohio. Jay-Z would be her husband if you're keeping score at home.
I knew that, yes.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right, so Jay-Z and Beyonce both in Ohio getting out the minority vote on behalf of Hillary Clinton, and that's a bit of a big deal. In fact, the Clinton campaign right now is doing a whole bunch of pushes to get the minority vote out. In fact, the night before the election, Barack Obama and I believe the First Lady will be doing a huge rally in Philadelphia. Now, Pennsylvania, what does it tell you, Brian Wilson, that they're putting all of these efforts into Pennsylvania and the Philadelphia region.
That's where the thing could well be decided. We talk about Florida. Mm-hmm. I think in this election, the two states to watch very closely are Pennsylvania and North Carolina.
Here's what's interesting to me. You figure all of the efforts that night before the election, Monday night, goes to where you really want to get the vote out, right? You really want to make sure that people are energized and they come out and they vote for your candidate.
Right.
So the Obamas will be in Philadelphia. No word on where Hillary's going to be yet, but we did just find out where Vice Presidential candidate Tim Kaine is going to be. The night before the election, to get that vote out, to make sure that they win, he'll be in Richmond, Virginia.
Really?
Now, what does that tell you? That they're putting that resource, the running mate, in the Commonwealth of Virginia, which was a slam dunk, I mean, here in Virginia, as soon as she picked Tim Kaine, because he's so popular here in Virginia, that the Old Dominion was going to go on behalf of Hillary. And now he's going to spend that night before the election in Richmond.
That tells me two things. Virginia's very important, and he'd probably like to be home.
He's tired.
It's just been a rough campaign.
Yeah, it's been a long time for him.
Going out and campaigning, that's tough.
And he's done his eyebrow exercises are very tiring and all of that stuff. Meanwhile, here's the latest out of the polls. Yes, things are tightening, and we are keeping a close eye on the Real Clear Politics Electoral College map. They have this thing called the no-toss-up map, which basically means, you know, first, they'll show you all of the polls, and they'll define which state is going where based on the polls. But if it's too close to call, they'll put it into a toss-up status.
Right.
Well, the no-toss-up map just means, okay, even if a candidate is looking like they're going to win by 2 percentage points or 1 percentage point, which would normally be a toss-up,
right,
let's just give them that state. And overnight, the state of Florida moved from Trump to Clinton. Two polls hit in the last 24 hours that show things moving more in Hillary's position. And as you know, Florida is one of those three states, Ohio, North Carolina, Florida, the night of the election. If those three states don't go Trump, it's over.
I see that Pennsylvania is toss up in Real Clear Politics map right now, and that's important. As for Florida, my concern here is how much of the cake is already baked, because her numbers were up for a while, and there was a lot of early voting. In fact, half of the voting in Florida may take place before Election Day.
All right, well, that's where things stand right now on the Clinton campaign trail, but there's a whole lot going on with the FBI, the Justice Department, and WikiLeaks, and we'll get to that as the morning goes on. It's 5:23 on WMAL.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Let me tell you why you need to pick up the phone and call my friends, real estate agents Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is on fire, selling homes all over the D.C. area. Check this out. Ralph and Pam from Fairfax needed to sell their home fast, and they needed it to be hassle-free. They called Debbie and Sarah. Here's what they did. They immediately had 8 buyers through the house and got the home sold fast. The Reynolds team have an exclusive system that has over 5,500 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. This is how they sell homes three times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. Guaranteed. If you want your home sold fast and for top dollar, call Debbie and Sarah direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence, so you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Are you frustrated with your inability to hear and communicate? If so, you're not alone. Many people suffer from hearing loss and other hearing problems like tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Hi, this is Dr. Anna Anzola, Chief Audiologist and owner of Ascent Audiology and Hearing. We're the area's highest rated audiology practice with 7 locations and over 1,000 five-star reviews. For a limited time, we're offering a complimentary consultation and hearing aids starting at $995. Call Ascent Audiology and Hearing at 800-811-8700 and come meet with one of our top doctors. Don't wait any longer. Visit hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. We accept most major insurance plans, financing, and discounts are also available. I invite you to visit us at hearingaiddoctors.com. Remember, for a free consultation, call 800-811-8700. That's 800-811-8700.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's getting you to work or school or wherever you're going. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Absolutely. It's Friday morning and we're good to go. Nice light start here on 66. I'm not seeing much of any slowdowns between Gainesville, Beltway through Falls Church and Arlington. 95 has been incident free and in fact still up at speed out of Stafford into Aquia. 395, fantastic across the 14th Street Bridge. Looks like the crash in Maryland cleared from 370 west to get onto 270, so no longer worry there. I still see a little bit of slowdown here trying to get up toward the Beltway on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Now, U.S. Park Police say there's no crash in Greenbelt, but it looks like we may have some of that lingering road work northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway before you get to the Beltway. So watch before you get up to Good Luck Road for that stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front coming through. Temperatures getting knocked down just a bit. Clouds go away by this afternoon, maybe earlier. Cool temperatures and plenty of sunshine. 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAI.
59 degrees right now at 526.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Winchester Sportsplex and Indoor Event Center. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Winchester Sportsplex and Indoor Event Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com. The Winchester Gun Show this weekend.
All right, here's some information about the World Series that you may not have heard. I mean, you know who won the World Series. It was the Cubs.
The Cubs won the World Series again?
That's right.
Jeez. Well, every 100 years or so. Wow, big Cubby fans here.
Yeah, that's actually quite surprising. But here's what you don't know. How many people actually watched the game? Well, it shattered a lot of records. Some 40 million people were watching the game, Game 7 of the World Series. And that shatters records that haven't been broken in many, many years.
Wow, since the last time the Cubs won the World Series. Right, yeah. What were the TV ratings then?
They didn't even have radio then.
Oh, actually. All right, never mind.
More than 40 million people tuned in, which makes it the most watched baseball game in the past 25 years. And actually, in the last 11 years, there's only been one game that broke more than 25 million. So it was a huge ratings baboon for Fox, and a lot of people showing interest in Game 7 of the World Series.
Just a little perspective here. How many watched again?
40 million.
Yeah, Super Bowl this year in February? 114 million.
Yeah, well,
just saying.
There's that. It is now 5:28 on WMAL.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time, and the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova, join the future of health.
Larry O'Connor here to talk about getting your home sold fast and for top dollar. You know, there's a lot of clutter out there, and it can be very confusing when it comes time to find the right realtor. That's why I just love recommending Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. My personal experience with the Reynolds team has been, well, amazing. I know why Debbie and Sarah have been named top-ranked agents for 4 consecutive years by the Wall Street Journal. That's right, 4 years in a row. You see, what sets Debbie and Sarah apart from all the other realtors is their exclusive system with thousands of ready home buyers looking to buy right now. You know, they may already have a buyer for you. And even better, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds get their sellers 6% more money, and they sell 3 times faster than the average agent. Don't go for average. Go for Debbie and Sarah. They're waiting for your call now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Coming up on WMAL, that gondola connecting Rosslyn to Georgetown over the Potomac, it took one step closer to reality yesterday. Also, boy, 2 of our favorite things, critter news and critter news that involves a raccoon. It doesn't get any better than that. Come on down to the Metro 29 Diner on Lee Highway. We continue Mornings on the Mall, live and on location. Here's Bill Thompson, a huge Cubs fan. Congratulations, Bill.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Early voting in Maryland is over, and more than 871,000 people took advantage. That's more than double the turnout for early voting 4 years ago. More than 145,000 voted yesterday, the last day to do so. Lines were reported into the night at some polling places. And with just days left till Election Day, Donald Trump is again attacking Hillary Clinton's fitness to occupy the Oval Office.
We know Hillary can't be trusted. We've learned that.
Donald Trump hitting Hillary Clinton over the FBI's new probe of a longtime aide's emails.
You take a look at her email situation. Can we trust her with our security? She is disqualified.
While presenting a defense-focused speech in North Carolina, decorated military veterans joining Trump on stage. Trump pointing at them to illustrate why he thinks Clinton should not be president.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. The final jobs report before the election is due out this morning. It's expected to show that hiring was solid in October. Economists surveyed by FactSet believe the report will show that employers added 170,000 jobs, lowering the unemployment rate to 4.9%. The Metro Board Chair says D.C. is prepared to pour lots more money into Metro. With one stipulation.
We're being asked to put in $47 million, and we would double that to $90 million or whatever, for $94 million, if the other jurisdictions would do the same so we could cover this gap.
Board Chair Jack Evans, who's also a D.C. council member, says Metro needs the additional money to avoid higher fares, cuts in service, and layoffs. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,931, the NASDAQ at 50,58. Sports, 4 wins in a row for the Caps as they beat the Jets. The Wizards host Atlanta tonight. Thursday night football, the Falcons crush Tampa Bay, and the Nationals exercise their option on left-hander Gio Gonzalez. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 12/21/16. Restrictions apply. Limited 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Businesses today need collaboration tools that give them simplicity and scale. Take this mid-size accounting firm.
It's tax season, which means to keep up, they just signed 57 seasonal employees.
Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to
all out and about, all on different devices, all with different needs. Some need to email and video conference with clients. Others need to instant message and conference with coworkers. All need voice, and they need it right away. With the help of AT&T Collaborate, businesses have the flexibility to start with voice and add more features as they grow. AT&T Collaborate combines voice, video, instant messaging, and conferencing all in one cloud-based solution, making it easy to use, manage, and deploy, giving your business the agility to have simplicity and scale. AT&T Collaborate. Discover the power of and at att.com/collaborate.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore, Washington Parkway, that's one area where we have some early slowdowns. First in the Jessup stretch, southbound side, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, as you pass 175 before you get to Route 32. Had an incident crowding a lane. And then northbound inside the Beltway, still struggling with the overnight construction wrapping up northbound BW Parkway prior to the Beltway. Now, other than that, we're in good shape around the Beltway, Maryland, and Virginia. 270, a little bit of volume through Urbana as the morning rush hour starts to get underway here. Same story in Virginia, 95. The 95 has actually been good through Stafford and Aquia. It's now Dale City toward the Occoquan, where I'm seeing some of the brake lights as expected. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We get back to reality after record warmth yesterday, 83. A northwest breeze, the overcast goes away, and probably by mid-morning, we've got sunshine and sunny this afternoon. Only 63, but that's normal. Tonight, clear 44, suburbs 30s. Sunny tomorrow, 64. Sunday, sunny, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Arlington, 57 in La Plata, 59 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It is 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Listen to that crowd here at the Metro 29 Diner.
The way they spontaneously cheer like that.
I know. No prompting whatsoever. That's just spontaneous. There's still plenty of room here at the Metro 29 Diner. That's 4711 Lee Highway in Arlington. Come on down. Love to have you join us as we wrap up our diner tour. And what a morning we have lined up for you. At 6:35 this morning, Charles Hernick running for Congress, Virginia 8th District. 7:05, the communication director of the RNC, Sean Spicer. At 7:35, not one, but two schlaps. We'll have Matt and Mercedes here.
Yeah, we'll be slapped around.
We'll be schlappalicious. That's hard to say. 8:05, former governor George Allen will join us. And then a guy who's breaking a lot of news this week. We'll have our weekly conversation with Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
You can see how a gondola would help attract businesses that want to locate in very accessible urban hubs and also connect our residents who really want to navigate between neighborhood amenities without their cars.
Neighborhood amenities. I love it when people talk like that. That's Mary Claire Burek, and she is with the Rosslyn Business Improvement District, and she's talking about a gondola that would connect Rosslyn across the Potomac, suspended high above the Key Bridge, and drop people, just plunk them right there in Georgetown.
Yeah.
And listen, I love living in the Washington area. There's
right.
some great things about it.
Absolutely.
But I think we can all agree that the traffic is pretty awful. And if you're ever in that situation where you're stuck trying to get across to Rosslyn, Rosslyn on the Key Bridge and you're stuck there on Canal Street, or you're stuck there as it starts to bleed into Georgetown and all the traffic coming in from M Street, and it's just nasty and it's horrible, and it's one of the worst places in Washington, D.C. Likewise over on the Virginia side, trying to get back in. And one of the worst things about it are the buses that clog up all of those intersections and clog up all the lanes, and it's just terrible. I love this idea, because if I worked in Rosslyn, let's face it, the restaurants are awful in Rosslyn. I mean, no offense. Listen, there's a Potbelly, the fine Potbelly.
Yeah, as Potbellies go, it's a fine
one. It ain't so bad. And there's a Chipotle, I believe. And there's some lunch trucks. You know, whenever there's an area where there's a whole bunch of lunch trucks that do really well, it's because, you know, there's a demand for it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the other places aren't quite. Anyway, the point is, great restaurants in Georgetown. So you're in Rosslyn, you're working, you'd like to mix it up a little bit.
You say, let's run over to Georgetown for lunch.
Well, that's a good hour and a half commitment just to get there
in the car.
The way it is.
Right.
Get into the gondola, give them a little e-ticket, Mickey Mouse jumps on with you, you fly across over everything, you drop down. This is a beautiful idea. I love it.
I hate this idea. I hate this idea in so many different ways. Now, look, Mary Claire Burek, she's an old friend of mine, and I
You know Mary Claire Burek?
I know Mary Claire Burek. We used to work together at Fox News years ago.
Anyone in this town that you don't know?
Very few.
Yeah.
And Mary Claire has very dedicated to this idea, and look, apparently they've done a business study, and they find that this is, at least as a business model, a feasible idea. From an aesthetic standpoint, I hate this idea because it turns Washington, D.C. into Disney World.
Well,
I mean, I don't want to.
We could use the charm of an amusement park, considering we got so many characters on Capitol.
Architecturally, I don't particularly like it. I don't like the idea of the gondolas. I think it messes up the view of Washington. The advantage you get in improved traffic, to me, does not overcome the blight. Sight blight. It's a sight blight.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing to see. And imagine the view you get when you're up there. Oh, my God, the picture. Like, look at Mr. Drone. You can't get those shots in D.C. because you can't fly a drone inside the Beltway. Mm. So you just go up into your gondola. You'll have these beautiful pictures of our capital city from high above. James Madison could only dream of that kind of view.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, listen, I don't like the idea. I think that it just cheapens the overall charm of Washington. I think it really does.
Well, you got to really get low to cheapen the charm of Washington.
No, the architectural charm. I mean, you can say what you will about the people who work in Washington, but it's a beautiful city.
Uh-huh.
It truly is a beautiful city, and I don't think this is a thing that enhances the beauty of the city.
Well, considering Georgetown and their snooty way about them would never let Metro come into Georgetown. Mm. We don't want those kind of people accessible to our neighborhood. They would never let any kind of mass transit issue other than the circulator bus come into Georgetown. Really. So why not, you know, drop the, you know, just plunk the Virginian people over there on a regular basis? And by the way,
don't worry, they're going to have a trolley that goes to Georgetown.
Yeah, sure they will. They'll have a streetcar going into Georgetown, no problem. Well, listen, the other thing I like about this is that so far, there's no government money involved in this.
That's
really.
Right. Yeah.
This is a private partnership. They just need the government's permission to do this kind of thing. I think it would be a pretty awesome deal. So we'll see if it develops anywhere further. But I think that there's money involved and money to be made on this thing. By the way, the way they're envisioning this, the gondola would take 4 minutes per trip. The little cabins, they call them cabins.
Cabins.
I would call them buckets.
Okay.
You know, they seat 8 to 12 people.
They have a place for my skis.
No, it's not that kind of thing necessarily, but I guess on snow days you could do that. They arrive every 20 to 60 seconds, and it doesn't say how much the trip would cost, but listen, I think it's a pretty cool idea. We'll see if it goes anywhere, but there's definitely a movement.
All right.
In fact, your friend, Mary Claire Burek, over there with the Rosslyn Business Improvement District, she shows exactly how they can link this up with the existing Rosslyn Metro system.
All right, let's take a poll out of the room.
From Metro, they would walk up onto the platform, and a car would be waiting for them, you know, in less than a minute. It's really a great technology, and we think that it's something that could actually serve as a model for future transit improvement.
Think about that. You work or need to do something in Georgetown or in the adjacent area, and you live out in Vienna. Well, you hop on your Orange Line, you take it into Rosslyn, you get out of the Metro, you get up into your bucket, you fly over the Potomac, and you're right there. This is a beautiful thing. Who's for it?
Let's take a poll of the room. Who likes the idea? Clap your hands.
We got to hear you. You got to hear
you. Clap your hands if you're for it. Clap your hands if you're against it. All right, well, I'm alone.
Once again, I win. Yeah, it's 5:43 on WMAL.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. On Wednesday, Defense Secretary Ash Carter thanked troops at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri for all they do in supporting security efforts at home and around the world. Fort Leonard Wood is home to Army Chemical Engineer and Military Police Regiments, the Army's Maneuver Support Center of Excellence, an Army Basic Combat Training location, as well as U.S. Marine Corps, Navy, and Air Force detachments. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. With all my roofing experience, I get a lot of questions from friends, family, and strangers. Here's what I say. Beware of winter. Shingles are made of asphalt. When it's hot, they're sticky and flexible, perfect for keeping out water. But when it's cold, shingles contract, creating gaps where water and ice can cause damage. If you've ever seen icicles hanging off your roof, you can bet that same ice is backing up under your shingles, causing more damage. I urge people not to put a damaged roof through one more winter. The longer you wait, the more complicated and costly your replacement will be. I don't want this winter to cause additional damage to anyone's roof. That's why I'm offering qualified customers who call right now 0% interest and no payments for one full year. Replace your roof now, pay for it next year. Call us at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the region, a pretty quiet start. Right now, quiet crossing the Key Bridge. And I have traffic cameras. I'm watching in Roslyn. I don't see any gondola riders. I don't know about that. Let's go across the Key Bridge and into Georgetown. Looks good off of Canal Road and Foxhall Road. But this is the early start. But it does get congested, of course, as the morning progresses. I'm also checking out a crash, Virginia, Interstate 95. Now, this just happened. In fact, police just getting initial reports of it. But I'm watching it in the camera. Northbound 95, right as you come up toward the Prince William Parkway, where Opitz Boulevard merges onto the interstate. That's where this incident's in the right lane. I see one tractor trailer. Not sure if it's an accident or a crash. It's very dark. So everyone be careful when you merge onto 95. That gives you very little merge lane. Again, northbound 95 before the Prince William Parkway. Other than that, good around the Beltway. No problems to report on 270 other than some of that early volume through Urbana. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Call front on the march on this Friday. Clear skies starting to weaker work in from the west. We'll see the clouds give way to sunshine most likely mid to late morning into the afternoon. We're down a much cooler 63. On a northwest breeze. Noticeably chillier tonight, 44 clear. Sunny tomorrow, 64. Sunny mid-60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 59 degrees in your nation's capital at 547.
It is time for Critter News on WMAL, which, of course, as you can hear from the response here at the Metro 29 Diner, is a certified fan favorite.
Well, but you just used your arms to ask them to applaud for
those
you.
Who love Critter News, please let it be known through your applause. I rest my case. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Critter News, you know, and I'm trying to remember exactly when Critter News started, and somehow I know this. I know this about Critter News. There have been a lot of stories about raccoons.
Yes, our favorite stories in Critter News involve raccoons, especially rabid raccoons.
And that all started because Mark Weaver, who is a legendary reporter for WMAL for many, many years, once did a story about...
aggressive raccoons.
That's right, the aggressive raccoons. And we just love the way Mark Weaver says...
Aggressive raccoons.
No one delivered a story like
right.
Mark Weaver.
Aggressive raccoons. So anyway, we have a raccoon story here
right.
in Critter News Today. Are you ready for this one? And this is both a funny story, but it's also a little sad. U.S. Park police officer here in the area was out on patrol, and he encountered what Mark Weaver would call...
Aggressive raccoons.
It's an aggressive raccoon, and apparently it may have been rabid.
Okay.
It was an aggressive rabid raccoon, which is, of course, the worst kind.
The two often go hand in hand.
Yeah, that's the worst kind of aggressive raccoon.
Sure.
Is a rabid raccoon.
Yeah.
So apparently the guy's, he's like, all of a sudden, the raccoon comes out of the woods and starts to attack him.
It goes right after
him. Goes right after him. And here he's, so what does he do? Well, he's a police officer. He's
Thank
armed,
God.
Right?
Yeah.
He pulls his weapon and tries to defend himself against the aggressive
raccoon.
That's right, the aggressive
right there,
rabid
yeah.
raccoon. That's, as you would do if you were a police officer.
Sure.
You had
Thank
a gun.
Thank God I can use the gun, yeah.
And he shot himself.
Shot himself?
Shot himself.
With the gun?
With the gun.
This, well, is he okay? First of all, is he okay?
He's okay. He's not.
Well, good. Then let's laugh about
it's,
this.
It's not. He's going to be all right.
All right.
The raccoon, however, is dead.
What? All right. Well, I don't lose any sleep over the raccoon. Let's face it, he kind of deserved it. I have an image of Barney Fife in my mind that I am not able to get rid of right now.
All right, so this happened.
Oh, he just grabs a gun and he shoots himself in the leg.
Single
as
bullet,
it comes
right?
Out.
Yeah. The raccoon attacked the officer Thursday afternoon at Rock Creek Park while he was at the horse stable lane. And here's the official statement from Park Police spokeswoman Anna Rose. She says, while attempting to fend off the raccoon, the officer shot him. Himself in the foot.
Oh, I see it now. Okay, so the raccoon is like gnawing at his ankles there, and he's wrapped himself around the cop's foot,
yeah.
And he's trying to shake him off because the raccoon has those claws, and they hang on tight, and so he takes his gun, and he's like shooting at the raccoon that's attacked to his ankle,
well, actually,
and then he shot himself in the foot.
Yeah, he shot himself in the foot, but it was apparently...
So it like went through the raccoon into his foot.
It's a little more complicated than that.
Oh, but that would be cool if
that
happened.
He was trying to kill the raccoon, but he ended up shooting his foot. His partner was the one who killed the raccoon.
This poor guy.
Yeah,
this is going to be a hell of a workers' comp form to fill out.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the latest edition of Critter News here on.
And we do hope that he recovers well because we love all of our officers.
That's right.
And the park police cops they have dangerous jobs too. But let's just remember, raccoon lives matter.
That's right. 551 on WMAL.
Progressive raccoons.
You know, folks, this is my question of this election. What has she accomplished? Hillary Clinton's been on the national stage since Watergate, yet most people, even those closest to her, cannot answer that question. This week, Hillary took a stab at it herself. She listed her titles: First Lady, Senator from New York, Secretary of State, Mother, Grandmother, and she reminded everyone that she's been a woman all her life, as if there were some question about it. But listing her positions and her gender don't answer the question, what has Hillary Clinton accomplished? There is an answer to the question, but it will not help her. Hillary Clinton has been embroiled in more scandals than any public figure you can name, except her husband. She is the most cheated on woman in America. Just listing her scandals would take more time than I have here. Whitewater, White House travel office, billing records, selling the Lincoln bedroom, running the bimbo eruptions team, intimidating women who accused her husband of unwanted sexual attention, the Clinton Foundation's pay-for-play bribery schemes, the homebrew mail server, Benghazi, selling our national security. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Deceit, bribery, blackmail, money, power, everything revolves around her core lawlessness. That's her single accomplishment as the queen of corruption. The sleaze that surrounds Hillary Clinton has made her very, very rich at our expense. That's about all she's really accomplished.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Folks, these days it's hard to find anything made in the USA, and that's why I am so thrilled that my friends at Mahindra make their impact utility vehicles right here in the United States. With that level of quality, it should come as no surprise that the Mahindra Impact delivers industry-leading hauling, towing, and ground clearance. It's perfect for all of you hunters and landowners out there. Plus, each Impact is backed by a 3-year powertrain warranty. No wonder 9 out of 10 owners love their Impact. And listen to this. For a limited time, you can take your pick of 0% financing or up to $1,500 cash back. Check out the Mahindra Impact, the toughest utility vehicles on earth, at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
Larry O'Connor here for Principal Medical Group. If you're like me, then having convenient access to your primary care doctor is priceless. Whether it's phone calls, emails, or same-day appointments, I feel the difference with the concierge medicine model. I met with the team at Principal Medical Group and I'm very impressed with how they put their patients' priorities first. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group will offer the timely, quality care that you deserve and ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. Additionally, as area experts in testosterone replacement therapy, Principal Medical Group offers pellet therapy to alleviate many of the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone in both men and women. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. So visit Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group in McLean. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones, call 703-663-8824 or go online at principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
It's 5:55 now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Yes, she is.
Absolutely. Relatively quiet here on this Friday morning. We do have a couple snags. Virginia, 95 northbound. Now, crews just arrived to the scene here to block the right lane or help protect that right lane in Dale City. Northbound 95, tell me it's a broken down tractor trailer. So northbound 95, that right lane as you merge off of Opitz Boulevard, not available. And if you're merging onto the interstate from Opitz Boulevard, it doesn't give you any merge lane, so it's very tricky. So caution everybody. Baltimore, Washington Parkway through Jessup, still have the volume. Looks like travel lanes have been reopened. Southbound Baltimore, Washington Parkway, south of 175 before you get to Route 32. Still see some of that activity on the shoulder at last check. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Change coming in will shave off about 20 degrees. Yesterday's high 83, record for the day. Today 63, developing sunshine as we go through the day with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 56 degrees in your nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
If you've been having a hard time selling your home, the answer is not another open house. Instead, I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Now, you've heard me talk about Frank for a while now. That's because Frank delivers guaranteed results. Look, any agent can hold an open house or put a for sale sign in your front yard. Frank Prindle will aggressively market your home to the right buyers and get you results. Consider William. Not only did he need to sell his Metro DC home within 30 days, but also as is. With Frank's plan, Williams Home sold on time and with no out-of-pocket expenses. There is no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline, and if the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. Don't be fooled by other agents with similar guarantees. There is only one Frank Prindle, so call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Are you frustrated with your inability to hear and communicate? If so, you're not alone. Many people suffer from hearing loss and other hearing problems like tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Hi, this is Dr. Anna Enzola, Chief Audiologist and owner of Ascent Audiology and Hearing. We're the area's highest rated audiology practice with 7 locations and over 1,000 5-star reviews. For a limited time, we're offering a complimentary consultation and hearing aids starting at $995. Call Ascent Audiology and Hearing at 800-811-8700 and come meet with one of our top doctors. Don't wait any longer. Visit hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. We accept most major insurance plans, financing, and discounts are also available. I invite you to visit us at hearingaiddoctors.com. Remember, for a free consultation, call 800-811-8700. That's 800-811-8700.
Coming up on WMAL.
All right, so are your kids having trouble talking about politics at school? Wait till you hear what happened in one elementary school.
Plus, we'll be joined right here at Metro 20.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.